Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I can tell you this much. This was 100% preventable. We call things accidents. There is no accident. Every single event that we investigate is preventable.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendies says the NTSB's preliminary report on this month's East Palestine, Ohio train derailment has not yet identified a probable cause, but it is pointing to an overheated wheel bearing that failed. Homendies says the safety board will take the rare step of hosting an investigative field hearing this spring. Local officials such as East Palestine Mayor Trent Conway says President Joe Biden's recent visit to Ukraine was, quote, the biggest slap in the face. He feels the president's place was with the people of East Palestine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the federal response amid strong criticism from former President Donald Trump.
We believe that we have had a all-of-government, all-hands approach to this, not just with the agencies, but also with the different teams here in the White House.
Today marks the official one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Thursday to call for the Russian military to withdraw from Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says he hopes today is a day free of attacks that have come to define life in Ukraine in the last year, but says that may be wishful thinking.
I think we all know there may be reason to expect otherwise, or at least reason to suspect otherwise.
The U.S. could place strict sanctions on China if it decides to support Russia with weapons and military aid. Earlier this week, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Wenbin denied that Beijing was considering the idea. On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that Trump could be questioned by attorneys in a pair of lawsuits brought by two former FBI officials who allege they were illegally targeted for retribution after the FBI investigated Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page made headlines in 2017 when it was announced they were removed from a special counsel that looked into text messages criticizing Trump. Hundreds of students across Florida walked out Thursday in protest against Governor Ron DeSantis and the policies he has enacted for higher education.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay, Ron DeSantis, go away!
DeSantis has announced he plans to ban colleges and universities from having programs on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as critical race theory. Finally, according to the Gun Violence Archive, so far, more than 6,200 people have died from gun violence in 2023. That translates to about 116 deaths each day. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.